Now here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers, Fiona Kelly.
Happy Xmas, that's the lead headline in today's Belfast Telegraph. The X in this case is on a ballot paper under a picture of Geoffrey Donaldson surrounded by other members of the DUP at Stormont yesterday. After an acrimonious meeting of MLAs, it became apparent that an election in Northern Ireland is inevitable after the deadline for the formation of a new executive expired at midnight last night. For its lead story, the Irish News reports that the 15th of December is the date which is being flagged for the election, which the Secretary of State is expected to announced today. The Irish Times leads with the line, meanwhile, that the British government last night rejected any suggestion of joint authority from London and Dublin, which was being mooted by Sinn Féin yesterday, and which Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar have both also suggested as a possibility in the event of a sustained period with no functioning executive or assembly. A job no longer protects against poverty. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent. The paper builds that story around a new ESRI study, which found that out of 625,000 people below the poverty line last year, approximately one third, or 220,000 of them, were in work. The accommodation crisis features in two stories in the front of the Irish Examiner. The paper leads with the line that 400 Ukrainian people who have been living in the Crown Plaza Hotel in Santry in North Dublin for the past 6 months have been told that they will have to move out of the hotel over the coming weeks. The other story is about a group of young immigrant workers who have to move out of their hostel in Cork City most weekends to make way for pre-booked guests. They usually end up moving into Airbnbs around the county, but have also slept in cars and on the floor in friends' places. This weekend they're particularly worried about finding somewhere to sleep because of the jazz festival. Tributes to Stéphane Pochier, whose body was found by a relative outside his home in Westmeath on Tuesday evening, generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star. The Irish Sun runs with details from yesterday's hearing of the Gerry Hutch murder trial as its lead story. And finally, the Irish Daily Mirror leads with a nice story this morning about Anne-Marie Canavan from Kilbeggan in County Westmeath, who won €134,000 in last Saturday's lotto. Anne-Marie, who battled cancer in 2018 and pneumonia in 2019, tells the paper that she has no idea how she's going to spend her winnings, but that she plans to look after some of the people who looked after her when she needed them.